funny because I get so many people who message me and say, how can I get traffic into my funnel? And it's like, how can I create this traffic trail? You have so many people come into your funnel. How do you do it? It's like, look, traffic already exists. All you have to do is look at the behaviors and you could just tap into that. Then you can get them in your funnel. So here's how.
We aren't like other MLMers who have to beg, bug, and chase friends to join a business. And we aren't desperate enough to turn our newsfeed into a billboard just to make a quick buck. In this podcast, you're going to see how real marketers like you and I build a profitable business inside MLM without all the fake it till you make it bullshit. My name is Trey Bear, and you're listening to MLM Misfits Podcast.
Good morning, my friend. I am on the porch right now having a cup of joe. Maybe you hear the wind chimes ripping. The birds are just blasting right now. So if you hear a cock-a-doodle, that's what's happening, all right? I'm just one with nature right now. So I get this question a lot. Stray, how can I fill my funnel organically? Like, I'm not ready to pay for ads yet. How do I get all this traffic to come to me? Like, how do I generate these leads? Like, a lot of people want to learn how to generate leads and how to create traffic. And the thing about traffic is already out there. And what does traffic even mean? Traffic means leads, people out there scrolling, searching, seeking, all those things. And that's what we're going to talk about today. The three different types of people that are on the internet. And the way I learned this was I actually went to this event. I paid $1,000 to go to this event just to get the ticket, actually. And then I had to pay for the hotel and all this stuff. But anyways, at this event, that's where I really started learning that I don't have to create traffic. I need to go out to where traffic already exists and point them to my funnel, kind of like if I was out there in the middle of the road with this sign that said, like, hey, go this way, then people would go that way, right? Like, I would just direct traffic to where I want them to go. And so that's the same exact thing. And so if you think about people's behaviors online right now, there's three types of behaviors online. And then all you got to do is know how to get in front of those behaviors and you're good. Okay. So the first type of person or behavior, these are people who are what are called scrollers. Okay. The people who just scroll through the timeline, whether it's on Facebook, whether it is on Instagram, and even TikTok. Okay. And so the behaviors, people are just sitting there on their phone scrolling. And so it's your job to stop them from scrolling, aka hook their attention and point them to where you want them to go. And so there's a couple ways that you can do this. Number one, obviously, there are these things called Facebook ads, which I'm not going to teach you how to do Facebook ads in this episode. That is in our course about how to run profitable Facebook ads. But if you think about that, that's the whole purpose of a Facebook ad, is to stop people from scrolling, hook their attention, and go opt into whatever they have to offer. It could be a webinar, it could be a lead magnet, it could be whatever, but you have to stop people from scrolling, which is really hard to do these days, and stop them from scrolling and go opt into what you're talking about. Now, you may be seeing me do this on my ads, but you all, like, for example, Here's an ad that I get so many comments on, and people are like, why are you posting this? It's a picture of me wearing makeup, bright pink makeup, the shittiest makeup. Like, I mean, like, I told my wife, hey, smear bad makeup on my face. Why? Do you think people are like, you really need to learn how to blend your makeup. They don't understand what I'm doing. I'm stopping them from scrolling. It's my fat, hairy face with shit makeup on, bright lipstick, I've got a beard. Of course I'm stopping people from scrolling. That's the point of the ad. And so many people are like, you need to get better on makeup. I'm like, dude, that's not the point of a Facebook ad. A Facebook ad is to stop you from, the point of a Facebook ad is to look at the metrics and make sure that you're profitable. That's the point of a Facebook ad. But you got to stop them from scrolling, right? Now, the second thing, and if you've seen this, by the way, if you have seen that that ad, like, now you know what I'm doing, okay? Number two, another way to stop people from scrolling is, maybe you see me doing this now, but like my videos, you'll see this big, like kind of like a big white block at the top and a big white block at the bottom. And it doesn't have to be white. It can be anything, but it's a block. And in those blocks are these big, bold fonts. And usually it's like just a quick title to tell you what the point of the video is, or like what the video is about, right? And so if you scroll my Instagram feed right now, you can get a very good example of what I'm talking about right now. This is what I'm doing right now. I'm creating a lot of videos with that style of video. Why? It's because right now on social media, that's what's working to stop people from scrolling. Okay. And so maybe like that's what we have to do as marketers, you guys, is we have to adjust. You know, like I used to edit videos like crazy, and they would get thousands of views. And then live took over. Facebook Live took over, and that was the big thing where everybody got a notification when you were live. And then now, I mean, lives are still really great, but those blocked video, I think we call them meme style videos. I call them anyways. But that those are the type of videos that we create now because that stops people from scrolling. Okay. And so that's the first behavior is the scrollers. Now, the second one type of behaviors or people are the searchers. Now, these searchers, when you are looking for something, how-tos, tutorials, whatever it is, do you typically go to Facebook for a search engine? No, you go to Google or you go to YouTube. And so that's a much different behavior because they're not scrolling, they're searching. They want to find the answer. And so if you think about it, if you're creating content on either as a blog or as a YouTube video, it's not you're not creating content about, let me just see what kind of content I should cover now. No, the strategy behind that is what are people searching for the most? And that's what you create content around. Did you catch that gold nugget I just said to you? I said, it's not about you coming up with content to create. It's you using a couple tools and services and softwares that you can use to see what are the most common searches that people are searching for. And then you create the content around that. Because if there's a high demand for this keyword and there's low competition, meaning there's not that many people who are making content around that specific topic, then I would make a video about that. Right? And so that is a really good way to get in front of those people and get in front of those that traffic with your detour sign saying go this way, right? Because once they find your stuff, then they get on your email list, they start consuming your content. How many of you guys are probably nodding your head right now being like, yep, I found you from your YouTube channel. Yep, I found you from your MLM Misfits podcast. Exactly, right? Which just brings me to the third one, the third behavior. So first one we did scrollers, then we did searchers, and then we did seekers. Seekers are people who seek out like podcasts. So like a new podcast comes up, like, oh my God, I got to listen to this. And maybe, hopefully that's you when you listen to my stuff. You see a new podcast coming out, you're like, oh my God, fuck yeah, I'm going to listen to this right now. You know, like that's, if you think about that type of conversation or that type of traffic, maybe I'm in your earbud right now. Maybe I'm in your speaker on your way to work, in your car. Maybe you're doing a workout right now. I don't know. Maybe you're listening to this on your phone. But you're not a scroller. You're not a searcher. You're a seeker. Maybe you typed in a podcast like network marketing. And then once you found a couple of different episodes, you're like, nah, this guy sucked. But that guy was cool. He kind of says it how it is. I like listening to him. So you're constantly seeking guidance. It's kind of like a searcher, but it's more like I'm going to keep listening to this guy. Like it's a personal development type thing. And think about this type of conversation that we're having. It's a I'm in your ear talking to you right now. And you're someone who's looking to invest or learn ways of making money online. And so let's just be very transparent. You are my target market audience, right? There's people out there who are typing in personal development, mindset, finances, all the entrepreneurship. You know, they're typing in those keywords with hopes to find someone that they can seek guidance from and listen to and as they do that, you start to build a relationship indirectly. Like I'm not messaging you one-on-one. I've had people message me today. Today, I sent a screenshot to my wife. She said, I want to hire you to coach me through this stuff. I've been listening to your podcast and I love everything you're talking about. And isn't that interesting that there's people I've never even talked to who want to hand me over money? Why is that? Because I'm building a relationship with you in your ear right now through my podcast. And so that there's traffic out there, guys. You just got to figure out where are they? Where is your target market hanging out? My target market is definitely people who listen to podcasts because I listen to podcasts. People who seek out answers on YouTube. That's why I'm creating content on YouTube. As well as they're on Facebook. That's why we rip out Facebook ads, because we can get into a specific demographic faster, stop them from scrolling with weird makeup photos of me, and then I can point them to the things that I want them to go to, my content, my funnels, my email series. I can get them to like and trust me, buy my courses, join my team, buy my products, all those things. It all works. There's traffic out there. Just got to get your detour sign out there and say, hey, go this way. Okay. And so I hope that added some value to you, because it should give you a little bit of relief too, because you don't have to create traffic. You just have to understand the behaviors of where they are and try to throw out those hooks to grab their attention and go direct them to where you want them to go. All right. I love you. I'll see you in the next podcast.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of MLM Misfits Podcast. And listen, it's no secret that MLM is changing. The whole game of network marketing is changing, and for the good. And I don't want you to miss it. So listen, I'm running this live webinar where I'm going to teach you how to recruit rock stars in your downline on autopilot without having to send any prospecting messages and without having to sacrifice your life for menial success. If you want access to that webinar, I want you to go to marketlikeamisfit.com and get your spot registered. I will see you there over at marketlikeamisfit.com. Peace!